Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Let's all turn to Acts chapter 10 and verse number 4 and read this verse. In Acts chapter 10 verse 4, he said, "And when he had looked on him, he was afraid and said, 'What is it, Lord?' And he said unto him, 'Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God.'" Praise the Lord. "And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter." Praise the Lord. We are talking about Kingdom Financial Sacrifices, part 2. Kingdom Financial Sacrifices, part 2. Tell someone, we are talking about kingdom finance and sacrifices. Tell someone, we are talking about sacrificing your finances for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. We are considering this all important theme on Kingdom Financial Sacrifices, part 2. In the part 1, we have learned that Jesus taught key things in the Word of God. One of it was almsgiving, prayer is another, and then fasting is another. And then the Bible teaches about the liberal soul. We also learned that in the Old Testament, we are required to give things. But the requirement even in the New Testament is higher, because we are required not only to give things, but to give our very lives. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Then we learn that sacrifice is offering substances that are dear or precious to your life. If you are offering, and it has to be seen or considered or qualify as a sacrifice, one, the substance you are offering should be dear to you and it should be precious. Praise the Lord. That simply means that not everything given is a sacrifice. Psalm 126 verse 5 and 6 says that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Sowing in tears is known as sacrifice. It comes with a blessing. We'll consider that later. Verse 6 says that he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. So you are weeping, but you are bearing precious seed to sow. He says that that one shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And so the issue of sacrifice is a blessing to the believer. And when it is properly done, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 that it will yield the God kind of reward. And because people can hypocritically do this, or not do it at all, we need to teach it. And in teaching it, from this scripture, we are seeing that if sacrifice is offering to God a dear thing that is also precious in your sight, then not everything given is a sacrifice. Then again, not every presumed sacrifice is also an acceptable one. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says that it is wholly acceptable, and that is your minimum required service, reasonable service, when you offer your body. So not everything given is an acceptable sacrifice in the sight of God. The scripture we read in Acts chapter 10 verse 4, it talks about a man called Cornelius. Cornelius was a devout man, one that feared God, and everyone in his house also feared God. The Bible said in the verse 2 that he gave so much alms to people and prayed to God always. Two things he did. He gave so much alms and he prayed to God. Now, the Lord showed him in a vision an angel of the Lord. The Lord sent an angel to him in a vision. And he said to Cornelius that thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. This is the Spirit of God ministering to Cornelius that your giving and your praying, they have risen before God as a memorial. That is something that is notable, something that has become a landmark, something that can, you know, be triggered, or in the sight of God, it represents you as a valuable thing that you have done, that every time God looks on it, he remembers you. One of the things that can secure you that kind of place in God is prayer. Another thing that can do that for you is giving financially or materially, physically, to the work of God. Praise the Lord. Now, giving to the work of God has become an issue difficult to discuss in church, because in more recent time, some people trying to correct some errors and exploitation that has happened in the body of Christ have dragged the whole matter into the mud, so that now the baby and the baby water, both of them, have been given away. And so when church people hear about giving, they hear about sacrifice, it becomes a fuzzy matter in their mind. It's become a matter of confusion, a matter of chaos, a matter of doctrinal divide. But if you look properly and objectively into the Word of God, you will see a plethora of contextual agreement in Scripture. Why a child of God who lives his life here on earth must give to God and his work. It's replete in Scripture. Everywhere you look at is just pervasive. And we cannot see what God lays emphasis on and then let a generational shift make us throw it away. This is ubiquitous. And what a blessing to have such a subject under consideration this blessed Sunday morning. So this morning we are talking about sacrificing your finances to do the kingdom work. I'm not talking about any other sacrifice. We are hiding behind too many things. Sometimes we teach sacrifice through service. Service of your time. Your gift. This morning, I'm not talking about any other than giving your money to the work of God. In the first service, I said that scarcely will you see any prosperous or well-recognized rich person who does not sacrifice financially to a spiritual cause. Either it's a cause on the side of God, or a cause on the side of the devil, or is given to human beings representing either the cause of Christ or the cause of the devil. Some way, somehow, you will scarcely find one who is not into giving a portion of their wealth to any cause, either on the side of God or on the side of the devil. And if it is so, and it is what works, then we have to, based on the instruction of God's word, become practitioners of this. And that's why I started by saying that we are not even talking about any kind of giving. Because every child of God gives, but not all give sacrificially. It's another level of giving. It's another level of what? It's another level of giving. And so there are three types of givers that I would like to mention here this morning. Number one, those who give what is available. There are those who give what is available. Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44. In Mark 12, 41 to 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. So Jesus was just holding the offering bowl. He sat by the offering. Just imagine one day I just come here and put the basket before me here. I say, everybody bring your offering. I make sure I see what you are putting in. And then you put in. Some will put in. This church will put in too much. Some will put in 10,000. Some will put in 20,000. 50,000. 100,000. 1 million Ghana. But I will be looking for some currencies to change. Or in equivalence. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Okay. So, the Bible said the rich put in so much. And there came a certain poor widow. And she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. So, Jesus called unto his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow, is what kind of widow is that? This poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they that cast in of, for all they did cast in of their abundance, what was available. But she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. So you can see that there were 2 categories of offerers there, or givers there. Those who gave so much out of their riches, and Jesus talking to the disciples says that those people, those rich people, they had given out of their abundance, out of what was available. They had taken some and they have given. But this woman is poor, and she has not just given what is available, she has given all. Even though what she gave in quantification is smaller than what the rich gave in value, in proportional value, her giving was quite more expensive and more valuable than those who gave of their abundance. So there are those who give to God based on what is available. They take and give to God. They don't flinch. You just give it. I have 1,000 Ghana, I just give 100 Ghana. I give 200 Ghana, I give 20 Ghana. It's you've taken and given out of what is available. Number 2, there are those who give what is affordable. Those who give what is affordable. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 and 4. There are those who give what is affordable. The Bible said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse number 4. The first people the Bible is considering are people who are expressing their faith to God through giving. And this giving was a material giving. The first person was mentioned in this chapter expressing their faith through giving is Abel. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. So, if you read the verse number 5, you will see that by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. So he's just talking about different people. But he's saying that Abel and Cain, you know, as in Genesis chapter 4, they went and offered unto God. And Cain offered in the process of time out of what was affordable to him. And Abel gave his first fruit unto God. Bible said, what Abel gave was more excellent than what Cain gave. So, Cain actually gave out of what he could afford. And one of the things you do when you are dealing with God in the place of sacrificial giving is that you try not to just give what is available. You try not to give what is affordable, but you need to go to a sacrificial level. In fact, if you read the Old Testament, the Lord questioned them in Haggai, and he questioned them also in, Malachi. He questioned them. He says that you will not give certain kind of material to your governor, to your president, to your minister. For instance, he says that you will not give an animal with one eye, an animal with skirmishes. Are you here with me at all? You know, when my father was alive and I used to give him some stipend, if either I sent it by the Momo or if I was giving to him, I took time and packed the money. I all the time, if I had to give him a physical money, I took time to pack the worn out money. I'll put them aside and I'll pack the correct money for him. When I was in Cape Coast, I was with her, I would normally come from the bank with notes that are nicer to give to my earthly father who didn't pay my school fees. Imagine my heavenly father, who is the sustainer of my life, when I'm giving him and I really am serious about it, it cannot be what is available and it cannot be just always what is affordable. The honor I have for him may come from how I treat him regularly and also how I deal with him when I'm giving him occasionally. Because we don't always give the same level of value all the time. So, regularly and then occasionally we try to up our game. Is that not so? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? Like mommy's birthday. By all means. You say you have to do something. You know, but regularly, you know, she gets things from her husband. But on the birthday, it has to be a shaking. Next time when I'm coming, I'll come as a woman. Straight, no bend, no curve. So, we honor, but on occasions where there are important events, where there are landmark, you see that the honoring goes to another level. It's the same with serving God. At all times when we are coming to Him, we are coming to give him something that is honorable in his sight. Praise the Lord. So the third one is that there are people who also give what is valuable. Praise the Lord. What is valuable and what is costly. It's valuable and it's painful. That's what I wrote in my note. The third category of people are people who give what is valuable or painful. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24. We've already read Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6. Are you here with me? They go bearing precious seed. It's precious. It's valuable. But this is David. He's counted the fighting men and then God just started killing. And then a prophet tells him that the remedy is to sacrifice unto God. So he finds the field of Arona and then he needed a field to do a sacrifice unto God. And then the owner of the field was very willing to give the field to him for free. And David said, for the value and the purpose of what I want to use this sacrifice to do, I cannot collect something that is a gift, a freebie, to deal with that matter. Are you here with me at all? And so he said that, and the king said unto Arona, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which doth cost me nothing. So David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. He said, I had an opportunity to receive it for free. But I want to offer something that is valuable and that causes pain to me in giving. So he bought the threshing floor and then he bought the oxen. When he said, I won't collect it for free, he said, I will also not offer unto God a burnt offering that does not cost me. It has to be valuable to me. It has to be costing me. It has to be painful to me for me to call it a sacrifice. If it is not valuable and painful, then you have not hit the chord of sacrifice yet. What I'm saying is that if you have not given to God and go home to cry before, then you have not hit sacrifice yet. It's either affordable or available. The one that is a sacrifice, you will give it and you will feel like virtue has really left you. Are you here with me at all? Even if it is planned, you will see that this is not a mean thing that has been done. One day, somebody in this church, she gives a lot, and then she was asked to give a particular something. So I think she was dilly-dallying on it. But you see, this is what she eventually brought, what God asked her to bring. Before that time, she had given bigger amounts than that. Bigger, way, way bigger. But the time God asked her to give what God asked her to give, and the amount of it, even though it was not the biggest of all her giving, the thing just chuk. Then she tells me, she says that when she's in a car, she opens to the radio and she will hear a preacher preaching giving. And then I would say, so Obetu Hane the Abono Panya, Obetu Dine the Abono Panya. So she called me. She gave me, she was born to do cool gid. You see, that is sowing, and you know that the thing is chuking you. But from there, we saw the handiworks of God. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, you can do better than what is available, better than what is affordable. You can enter into what is valuable. Because the way I see you, you look like Mama Gold, Papa Gold. You are in the valuable level. You are in the seku to sebam level. Praise the Lord. Painful, precious, valuable, costly. That is a sacrifice. If we stay in the available level and affordable level, the kingdom will not move. Ordinary people, the move will be ordinary. For the move to be significant, the move of giving should also be significant. There must be a significant giving for the kingdom to significantly move. Are you here with me at all? Yeah, look at that. I went to preach in a church in the UK. Myself and the pastor, we have been confessing that we will own a church building in the UK. For years, so the church is 15 years. We've been confessing. The whole church, everyone knows their future church building, the name of the church. We call it Destiny House. That's not the name of the church, but that is what the pastor says, that temple will be called Destiny House. For many years, we've been praying, we've been confessing, we'll have Destiny House. And the pastor always said that somebody will buy this thing for us. This is 15 years ago, we started talking Destiny House. Just last week, I preached Wednesday to Friday. Saturday was the anniversary. Somebody came and sowed a seed. First of all, the person gave £300,000 as a seed money. The following day, he went and dreamt and came and gave more than he had given the day before. And he said, immediately they should be searching for the church builder. The person, he came from Ghana to UK and then returned to Ghana. Say back to sender. So that you not think this is UK money at work. This is kingdom money at work. And he looks like you and I. You will do more than that in Jesus' name. Are you here with me? Is God talking to somebody? Now, the church has been in existence for 15 years. Very meticulous. If you know the UK system, all the offerings, they are recorded and kept with the government. It's called the Charity Commission. So for 15 years, the savings, it has not been able to buy the church building. Because many people are in the available and affordable realm. So for us to be able to get this thing that we have been professing, confessing, there had to be a major move. Are you here with me at all? Major move, 300K, wham! The next day, wham, wham! That's a major. That one, when the pastor, Because some years ago, the pastor saw some building very close to where they were. He went to her, they mentioned some prices, but the money no day. He said, commission a search right now. When money day you are searching, oh, you will see things. It's a significant move. The kingdom of God will not significantly move if our giving is not substantial. Cannot be given what is available and affordable and say that kingdom move, kingdom move, kingdom move. If it were so, every organization would be great. But even in politics, there are people they call financiers. Yeah, some people they are giving is significant. And so when they come to power too, they try to solve the challenges those people have. Yeah, both legally and financially. Because whenever they are free and they are prospering for whatever they do, it will be a significant giving. And I'm praying that in the keeper's house, we will not just be giving what is available and affordable. We'll be giving what is valuable, painful, and substantial. Shout a louder, amen. Amen. The person whose face I'm looking at is the person who is going to give the first $1 million. As you look where? I'm looking here, man. I'm looking here. I've just seen all of you. You are giving it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing, somebody here. Tell somebody, sacrificial giving must cost you. I can't hear you. Say to somebody, it must cost you. Now, why is this sacrificial giving very important? And why does the cost matter? In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 3. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 3. The scriptures are referring to Abraham here, and he said, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now, maybe the right word will be that the God did test Abraham and said unto him, please go back to the verse 1. Said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. After all this, this is the message. God tested Abraham and said, Abraham, and he answered, yes. Please go to verse 1. He said, I'm listening. Yes, with question mark. Eh? That's not a normal call. Verse 2. He said, take your dear son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will point out to you. And this was his response. Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey. He took two of his young servants and his son Isaac. He had split wood for the burnt offering. He set out for the place God had directed him. So this is God telling Abraham, if I'm calling you to make a sacrifice of a material, I just don't want anything. Isaac is there. He's the first one. You've got servants in the house. I could have just asked you to take any of them. You have got sheep, goat, camels, all manner of things. But I know what you love. And I know what is precious in your eyes. What you waited for over 25 years, that child, your son Isaac, who is the carrier of the promise, the one that you love, and God knows what we love. He said, I want you to take him. And this was not a toddler. When they got to the region of Moriah, Isaac started questioning his father. So he was an adult. Said, take him and go and sacrifice him unto me. I don't want just anything. I want the son of the promise, not what is available, not what is affordable. I'm sure if it were Ishmael God mentioned, that very night, Abraham would have set off. No consideration, no consequence. No consequence at all. But because it was Isaac, Abraham just throughout the whole night. Me say wadwe ho abompae sansesanti. Ahumachina no sorry sadi and him say. Ni ebe ya na yi. Ni ebe ya na na ayaya yankwai yankwai. Unyani akora no ankra sera. Normally when you are doing sacrifice, it doesn't have to come through a lot of consensus building. Because people whose spirituality and faith is not at your level may downgrade it. And they will try to lessen your pain. That takes the element of sacrifice. And they will downgrade the value you attach to the matter. And by the time you know, instead of Isaac, you are picking Ishmael. So he rose up and then set off on his way. Now, this was important because if you read around verse 12 or thereabout, you will see that when eventually Abraham passed the test, so the sacrificial giving is a test of your faith. It's a test of your love towards God. It's a test of your generosity towards God, who is the source of everything you have. And the Bible is clear that you received it from him. It's a test of your stewardship, that you acknowledge by revelation, understanding that there is nothing that I have that I did not receive from God. That I'm just a caretaker. I'm just a custodian. I'm a steward. I am not the owner of everything I have, including my life. Is being handed over to me, and it is required of me to be faithful. So Bible said, and God wanted to test Abraham. Please note that you cannot be tested by what is available or affordable. If it is a test, it has to be valuable and painful. Teacher knows you knows what you know, 1+1. He can't give you that as a test. That's why there are classwork, there are homework, and then there are tests. Are you here with me at all? Come on now. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So it's a test. And many people will fail this test because they are not generous towards God. Because they have not cultivated a sacrificial heart. Now, this test, when you pass, Jesus said you get rewards from God. When you pass this test, they that diligently seek him, they shall be rewarded. Matthew chapter 6 says, if you do the almsgiving well, you shall be rewarded by my Father. So Abraham passed this test. And in verse 12, when he was about to lay his hands on the boy, the Bible said, the Lord said, don't lay a hand on... Oh boy. He said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. Please, let's take time and unpack this thing. You see, we can be doing yanga here. Singing, crying, lying down, showing our love for God, and all of that. A very deeper dimension of expressing your love for God is in the material giving, sacrificial giving to God's work, God and his work. That is a very deep expression of not just your love for God, but your fear for God. God, he told Abraham, he said, now I know that God is all-knowing. But he practically knows what is in your heart when you are able to cross the line of availability and affordability to a painful sacrificial giving. Now he knows that whatever he committed to you, and I'm going to show you some scriptures here, you are worthy of whatever has been entrusted to you. Now he can't, because you can, all of us here, we cannot tell whether you love women, you love men. We can't tell. At this your level, we cannot tell. We can't tell whether you love God or you don't love God. We can't tell. It's only when you come under pressure. Either under the pressure of too much money. Then we must have a womb bunipa. And of course, Uba sorry na say. Obi dress here anyway. Have a Uba say, oh mommy, special seat. Have a crowd who say your church council be. Now you're chairman of the council because they say I know who controls car. You really don't know what you will do until you have access to some dangerous resources. It can scatter your head. Some people, they just have to marry and then they just see everybody differently. As if marriage is a trophy, it's a test. Tell somebody, pass the test, pass the test. Don't lay your hand. Now I know how fearlessly you fear God. That you fear God with boldness. You didn't hesitate to place your son, your dear son, on the altar for me. It's a sign that you love God without hesitation. That you are an obedient child of God. That he can trust you. Sacrifice means that God can trust you. Please, the next verse. Abraham looked up and he saw a ram caught up by the horns in the thicket. Abraham took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Listen, anything God is asking of you, he really doesn't need it. He just wants to prove a point so that when he's blessing other people, you can't say jack and you can't blame God. Because you see, the test you are aggressively failing. Somebody is passing. The test you are comfortably failing. Somebody is tirelessly laboring to pass. You are sleeping when exam is coming. Someone is doing till daybreak, TDB. And that's why when the exams come, that person is comfortable and you are struggling on the day of the exam because that person has sacrificed hours and days to study into the exam, so their life has become comfortable. And you took comfort in the season of preparation. And that's how, when the real match came, you find out that you are not fit. What one are we real more? Why you to me? I repent big. Why we big now, man? When a woman, I exposed. Who will be the one? Pen no crowd to me bogum. Ubo pen sa pen so shenya no. As is a ubo pen man shape your mind. Unprepent, no sacrifice. So it's a test. Praise the Lord. Verse 14. Please look at that. Abraham named that place God Yare because he provided for him. 15. I want you to hear what God said. Angel of the Lord spoke from heaven a second time to Abraham. I swear God's sure word. This is God. He says, I swear by myself. Because you have gone through with this. Say gone through. That's somebody sacrificial giving is going through. Please preach with me. Tell somebody that if the giving is sacrificial, especially financially, materially, it means that whilst you are giving, no, you are going through things emotionally, spiritually, physically. Tell somebody, it's not a walk in the park. Sacrificial giving means you are going through. You are going through. Giving that makes you feel like you are in labor. Enough of them. What the idea no iridium? Hey. Giving that makes you look like you are on board a flight with turbulence. A deal with. Yeah. Elijah was encouraging a woman. He says, a woman, fear not. That's a sacrificial giving. It's a giving that you need encouragement. Well, who's idea? Who person will you but? I said, who person would say? I say, encourage you. Because I no more who to not wash. Sacrificial giving. I swear God's your word, because you have gone through with this and have not refused to give me your son, your dear son. He said, I will bless you. Oh, how I will bless you. And I will make sure that your children flourish like stars in the sky, like sand on the beaches, and your descendants will defeat their enemies. Say, because you have gone through, tell somebody, in your lifetime, make sure you go through painful financial sacrifices for the kingdom of God. Tell somebody, in your lifetime, do this thing. So that you can encounter the blessings of the Lord. Please put that scripture there. It's beautiful. Clap your hands and bless God. So it is only at the sacrificial giving level that we see blessings introduced. Jesus said, this woman, she has given more. And she has given painfully. She will be blessed. Abraham, at this level, the Lord said, I will bless you. Oh, how I will bless you? Sacrificial giving. All this while the guy has been giving. He circumcised himself at age 70 plus. God did not see that as sacrifice. You see, Behman, so you circumcised, and then you're born the same man. But it's not a circumcision. When at the age he did it, the new kind, no anesthesia. Ninyina nyangu ponse fala inushi. Few papa fie fia busum sum muko ninyina wase e available and affordable. Only this one. God said, now I know. Now I, whatever you thought was sacrificial, leave your father's house, leave idol worship, sacrifice yourself, circumcise yourself. They were all kindergarten levels of sacrifices. Yeah, they are sacrifices, but it has not hit the level that makes God say, I'm crossing the line to engage a covenant flow of blessing. I swear by myself that I have taken charge of your prosperity, Abraham. In blessing means mabofo mi ankasa me si makame hunta me se mishrawo ma mishrawo asefo. There's a level that when you give to God's kingdom that is suffering here on earth, it provokes God. Provokes God to do something very serious with your life. Through your life and for your life. Praise the Lord. Are you here with me at all? That's why sacrificial giving is a revelation. Financial sacrifice to the kingdom is a revelation. It is not just okumukom and okum curses and releases blessings. I'm telling you, don't let anybody talk you out of it. If you have never hit that frequency, who give you 1 week now that susu? I can't cry. I am shishian kwa school fees men then. Rent here be men then. Our area me 10 years kasasa me bewar men then. A man be one with 10 years kasasa me bewar me man. Me anko pon akwa koman se. We take Pastor Francis preaching no. Wo sa wonye sacrifice and wo se. Not done that. You see, as you are thinking, a lot of us, as I'm preaching, you are thinking, which one can I say it was like that? You see that you have one or two. Some of you crowd don't have any. None of the above. I say, Bibi, come. Break it, Bibi, in the spirit. This thing we are doing is spiritual. Praise the Lord. It's a memorial. Nyami hu ye now say, hey. In the Old Testament, they used to give God a vow before, in anticipation of what God would do. Jephthah told God, if you give me this victory, I will give you anything that appears first in my house. God said, really? My target to daughter, no. Who name me a woke cows? Whoa. Yasha, yasha. So, okay, no problem. He went. Victory like play. Then when he came, as he was dancing, the daughter danced out. Say, hey, my daughter. My daughter. He expressed it. He said, you have caused me pain. That is called sacrifice. Kingdom sacrificial giving, it will cause you pain. But it will break something in the spirit. To break the flow of blessing in the spirit, where God himself is in charge, not some your destiny helper in some corner. Who gives you when they get contract? Who gives you when they are happy with you? And when they are not happy with you? No. It is a level that makes God command widows to sustain you. It's a level that makes God himself pour you out a blessing from his sanctuary that you will not have room enough to contain it. Is God talking to somebody now? It introduces you to the dimension of material blessing backed by a supernatural power. It's not everybody who has a material flow of blessing backed by a supernatural supplier. Some people, they have plenty now, but it's about to get finished because they don't have any supernatural supplier. But when you break into the dimension of kingdom financial sacrifices, you are broken into a dimension of material blessings sponsored by a spiritual blessing from a spiritual supplier to change your world and make you and your generations live a life of legacy. Life cannot be at this level. You have 5 weeks. You resuscitate them from time to time. You revamp them. You have a wardrobe which you change every 3-4 years. And open a selective changes. You have a car. The car has to make noise in town, embarrass you before you change. And you find out that if you are not careful, you are changing to lesser cars because you are not able to reach the former level. It's a clear indication that you need to break through by a sacrifice. David, in 2 Samuel 24:24, the scripture I quoted where he said, I won't give any burnt offering to the Lord. That doesn't cost me. He was facing imminent danger. In fact, the danger had overtaken him. 70,000 people were gone in 48 hours. He said, I have to stop this cancer from spreading. This death. He now raised a sacrifice. Then God commanded the angel that was killing. Let's read it. Beautiful. So David bought the treasure. Let's go. Next verse. Verse 25. It said, and David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land. And the plague was stayed from Israel. Give me the, what do you call it? The message. The same verse 25. He said, he built an altar to God there and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. God was moved by the prayers, and that was the end of the disaster. Did the Bible say David pray? But that sacrifice became his prayer. God was moved. Say God was moved. Come on, tell somebody that your sacrificial giving, especially the financial and the material one, they move God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If it moved him before, it will move him now. It will move him tomorrow. It moved God. And that was the end of the disaster. Every disaster can be ended when you enter into revelatory sacrificial giving. The sacrifice is by revelation. It is a disaster-curing sacrifice. It's a sacrifice for remedy of disaster. Remedy of barrenness, loneliness, fruitlessness, shame, reproach. I am raising this sacrifice by faith. God was moved. Say, my boy, what are you sacrificing this for? There's a disaster in the land. And I can't control it. It's more than Ebola. It's more than COVID. It's more than Hunter virus. It's more than, it's killing everybody. Nobody in the family gives birth. Nobody in the family marries well. Everyone gets and loses it. I don't want it. I don't want this thing in my land. I want this. I made a mistake and brought it. Father, by faith, I've heard your word that raise an altar. So he entered financially. It cost him. Praise the Lord. Most of the time we want to use our singing as our sacrifice. Any kabia ma inti onye day minsu mini wine minya mi edie ni mi fi en wo punko tweda na usu na we rati minya nkupo waye mi yo awe rati yesue umuna medi mi ramash inti onye day umre. Fie pie kosi atoye, eti fi kosi anafu, mini, eh, fiska kam, fiska fayede, faka, mfeni njina nyasida, fiska fayede, faka, ya bo abodin, abodin, boss, director, boss, sa, ya boss, usa, ye hieni. Obi or your director be from time to time want to mean so into your life be a fan fool no ya no boss directors me nyawa, especially those you give, people you give, if they don't find time to give you, it means they don't honor you, whether they are top or they are down. No, if you give to people up and they don't find time, sometimes maybe once a while, to give you, know that there's something wrong somewhere. If they are down, maybe you pay this for them, pay this for them, pay this for them. Just say, "Omo di omo bi bi a toma koma." She said, "Ah, maybe a mini bi." Widow, no, it was a poor widow. She brought her mite. Say, "Nyango bon." We must have made two pieces. Be, me di ni njina, me di ede, me di ma. And no, so just say, "Go for it." Me kwa me di ni omo di ma. I mean, so we me di ma a mini bi. Genesa. You are a guy here. You are dating again. Mum papa we are not Olivia di ebi. What time ano? I told her the earring baby a shine can I say diamond pearls ano? Yeah, nice. Oh, we are not what time ano? A double drone. Hey, 21-inch bone straight. Yeah, to turn your mouth. Mum bibi a mum bibi a what? I be fatal rosemary. No what time ano? We are not what time ano? Mum Michael Kors ana. A dim no ni na now did you three boss sa three nkwana obejiji boss a short kron do onshi we dey wow si kananka we dey aman no mpo no ko sia boss a short onka say ah boy we ananko onko tailor bi wakora say we dey my boy no to say pam beep what dey make na say na say adwene nye na say nipa no nene na nte anya adwuma. God gives us, he's the one who has been giving us. And now he is testing us to give him back what will pain us from what he has given us. What a God. You are a lady you have never bought for your husband. Change it. Don't give to your husband cash or kind. Would you would Diana say if you are a wife, so say that me my own me die through. Some funk one out. The Baba could to me in a hodaman. Oh, dear, and say, I say, oh, caught him. I waste again the time in a functional marriage. And the old and one are the Ayakutia. Oh, boy. I say, to me. A year financial sacrifices as an expression of your fidelity, expression of your love towards your partner. Praise the Lord. Anka wako tias pa bi se mi ko no montwetwe no. Ja ninti ne mono ya bloko bloko. Montwetwe no pensam pensam mama. Emo ja ninti afro sane wa ninti ne mo. Ntino bloko. Oye nyini. Musa boy ne ya ashe. Mi huna mi husu ona ma. Awon din esisi su ye. Montwetwe no. Ntino ne mpo. Dear Yabida, time behind a bear, my dear, when I'm sure about not yenim. Yeah, I see that God is introducing you into the realm of blessing. Yeah, that amen didn't come out well at all. I said, the Lord has already introduced somebody here. By hearing this message, you have entered into the realm of blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may you be brought into Abraham's realm. May you be brought into the realm of all those who were blessed for being sacrificial financial givers to the kingdom. May you be introduced to that dimension in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a blessing. Massive one. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, I'm a giver. I'm a financial giver. God can count on me. I give to the kingdom. I build the work of God. With cash and materials. One more time. Say, I build. I'm a builder with God through cash. Cash that I have earned legitimately out of my sweat. I give it generously, sacrificially to God so that I'll go and cry. And so to me, your dream. Now, my sister, because I was trying to say, a testimony, I am in the Maui. At the end, I am a £1 million. When I'm a sister, she says, well, buttons. In the case of phones, so she said, I didn't have to take a commercial break in buttons. This is my portion. This is my portion. This is my portion. I will give. I have to, this $1 million you have been saying, I will give this $1 million. May it be your portion in Jesus' name. Brother, for in their generation. Yeah. Question is, will you be selected? It's an open check. It's an open opportunity. Nobody has been predetermined. There's no predetermination of who those people should be. It is purely based on revelation and spiritual choices to obey God and His word. To enter into that dimension with God. Are you here with me at all? It's by choice. It's by covenant choice. You say, No. If you are boy, if they are not making choices in line with God's will, He is not going to make them. Those who are making the choices in line with God's will are the ones He's going to make them. Prosperous. We all have the same opportunity. Our money levels differ, but the value before God, it doesn't differ. Someone can give out of their abundance and God says it's small, and someone is giving too much and God said this is heavy, because it's a hidden level. Go on, say Abraham, Crazy, don't let your prayer be your sacrifice. Why? Higher dimension. No, a broom Bible pe, a broom fasting pe. Enka unu mama muzika. Share, Madame Fubi. Onu se si anu me se fasting ye ne gift. O pot dry sa onu nziumpu. But dry, sir. 14 days, no water. 7 days, no water. 21 days, he start drinking coconut water from 14 days. Small, small. And look, if he's all contaminated fast. 40 days in a year. Born back to back, back to back. When I say my mentor, you inspire me. Hey, say no, unkwa. Nemo ni paye odefwa. Oh, Go ahead. What is the essence of praying and fasting so deeply? And you are not sacrificing your giving towards the kingdom. What happens is that you are just depriving yourself of kingdom resources. Because he does so sparingly. Oh boy. Shall reap sparingly. Give and it shall be given unto you. About the kingdom treasures now. You're sowing and receiving. Between your power, there are a lot of men of God who are so anointed with healing power and all of that time because for the finances to come, the covenant says that you must be financially sacrificial towards God. If you sow into your life, a valuable man, announce what's who I'm a yami. Because I'm a yami de bre, oh no, and I also account. Man, it counts, Anna. It will move God. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm telling you, one of the reasons why poor people will remain poor is because, yeah, when you have been poor for a long time, when you get something, you want to protect it. But the kingdom doesn't work like that. And so, in your bid to protect it, you become poorer. Proverbs 11:24 says that there is he that scattereth. Is it 11:24? Proverbs? The wealth of the generous gets larger. Please give me the King James. Okay. Stay there. But go to verse 23. The desires of good people lead straight to the best. But wicked ambition ends in angry frustration. 24. The wealth of the generous gets larger and larger. The wealth of the generous what? Have you heard that the rich gets the wealth of the stingy gets smaller and smaller? Whoever brought this message Bible, you say it in a way that you can't challenge yourself again. You want to mean because thou do ye a confuse you? No, it's so clear. The world, say world. It didn't mean say the life, your world, your whole world. Marital wealth, career wealth, ministerial wealth, you see that? Your wealth becomes smaller and smaller. Why? Because you are stingy towards God. 25. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. It's too powerful. Praise the Lord. We are building God's church. We are building God's church. Anytime God is building, it's an opportunity for all of us to make financial commitment. To do what? I can't hear you. To do what? So that you will enter into the dimension of blessing. It's a revelation. It's an opportunity to enter there. You need to catch the revelation. It doesn't matter whether look at the woman. She was gathering two sticks to go and eat and die. Elijah said, lie. You bring it. And when she brought, the rest is a testimony. Praise the Lord. I see your testimonies here. Oh, come on now. I see your testimonies here. Yeah. We want to buy properties all around in this area. Right now, do you know what's happening in this area? Anybody at all whose property we price, they say we have money, so they quadruple the price. But whether the devil likes it or not, Jesus will rule in this area. We'll buy everything that we have set ourselves to buy. That is why we all of us have to be crazy, crazy givers, because it will make us enter the blessing. Please rise. Tell somebody, stop giving what is just available, what is just affordable to you, and enter the blessings with sacrificial financial giving. Tell somebody, the blessing lies in sacrificial financial giving. Are you blessed? Has it been clear now? Is it clear to you? Do you know now how to climb the ladder of the blessing? Especially financial blessing. Have you appreciated it? Give the Lord a big clap offering here. What a blessing. You are going to pray that, Father, I pray for the grace for a liberal heart. Grace for it, because human beings, we are naturally stingy. Whether towards another man or towards God, it doesn't matter. Stinginess is stinginess. If it's your nature, there's nothing you can do about it. You need the help of the Holy Ghost. So lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, help me to overcome my flesh, my naturalness, my stinginess. Tell the Lord, say, Lord, I am stingy naturally. I am stingy. I need your help, Holy Spirit, to be generous towards you and towards your work. Open your mouth right now. Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me, help me. Baraka sato la pataya. Ikwatata la baka patala. Iselebete lebede. Shalekwete lebrekete. Mele toke lebe. Pray. Oh, bako pasine to lebe. Ikwapelia telebebe. I pray, Lord, for the grace. For generosity to overcome giving by availability, giving what is affordable, to giving what is valuable, what is costly, what is painful. For the grace,
I pray for the
that
grace
in my lifetime,
that in my life,
starting from this month of June,
starting from this month,
I will be able to financially commit.
I'll be able to financially
something
commit
sacrificial and substantial,
sacrificial
to your work,
to your
in
work.
The name of Jesus,
in the name
open
of
your mouth and pray right now. I want to give my natural self. To tell God, I want to be the one to give that $1 million. I want to be the one to give that $1 million. I want to be a sacrificial giver. Put the resources in my hand and test me, my Father. Open your mouth right now. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. I want to build a house for you. Build your kingdom with you. Put it in my hand. Shaka, can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray?
Parantelebe, maro sele, antelepaya, antolebelebe,
antelebelebe,
antelebelebele,
imparaba,
imparabara, intelebele, antelebele, libre,
libre,
paro,
come on pray, libre, paro, come on pray, kapa,
intelebele,
itola kapa la tata tata, shala kopetelebe. Oh, come on, come on. Focus. 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 I pray, God, introduce me to a certain level of resources. Alepele kepele tekete. Eh, shentoli apariase. Ekora matata. Isele kepetelia. Eh, shakere. Lift your hands, say, Father. You said that I will enter the blessing.
You said that I will enter the blessing
in the realm of sacrifice.
In the realm of sacrifice.
Therefore, I pray right now.
Therefore, I pray right now.
As I sacrifice. Let the blessings break forth.
Let the blessings
upon
break forth
my destiny.
Upon my destiny.
Fill my world with blessings.
Fill my world.
Open
with blessings.
Your mouth and pray. Come on now. Open your mouth. Not just financial, but marital, career. Blessings in the name of Jesus.
Payanda, libre para, celebre para, libre para, celebre para, libre para,
celebre para,
libre para,
celebre
para, celebre
para, celebre para,
celebre para, celebre para, celebre
para, celebre para,
celebre para, celebre para, celebre para, celebre para, celebre para, celebre
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.